大家同心默祷。
Let's bow our heads in prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
奉主耶稣基督圣名开始安息生日早上的崇拜聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our Sabbath morning service.
我们一起来唱赞美诗133首。
Let's sing hymn number 133.
过去一个礼拜来献上感谢。
We will now make our offering of prayer of thanksgiving for the past week.
过去一个礼拜，全世界发生了很多的事情。
In this past week, there are many things that have happened.
很多人遇到很大的苦难。
Many people encountered difficulties.
甚至有一些人已经离开了世界。
Some people have passed away.
但是我们今天还可以活着在神的面前。
But today we can still live before the Lord.
我们能够来到他的殿。
We can come to his holy temple.
能够把握。抓住他的应许。
We can take hold of this opportunity and keep his promise.
要来领受他的祝福。
And in the future, we shall receive his reward, his blessings.
我们要献上最深的感谢。
So we need to offer our utmost thanksgiving.
安息日也是要来回想、反省自己过去一个礼拜的所作所为。
So Sabbath day is an opportunity for us to also reflect back to the past week of what we have done and said.
在神面前也没有任何的亏欠。
That we have anything that is of guilty conscience,
也要在主面前反省忏悔。
And that we need to also reflect and also repent before the Lord,
让主的道来洗净我们的内心。
So that the word of God can cleanse within us.
现在我们要同心祷告。
Now we'd like to kneel down to pray.
求神带领我们整天的崇拜。
We ask God to guide our services throughout the day.
Hallelujah, 各位主内亲爱的弟兄姐妹长子同工，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to all brothers and sisters and friends.
感谢主，让小弟能够有机会来到安大略教会，跟大家一起来团契敬拜神。
And thank God that I have this opportunity to come visit here Ontario Church to have fellowship with you.
昨天晚上开始，我就在这边了。
And so since last night, I was here.
在这边很有家的感觉。
Feels like home here.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我自己也曾在安大略住了五年。
Because I also lived in Ontario for 5 years.
但是这个安大略不是你们这个安大略，是加拿大的安大略。
But the Ontario I'm talking about is Ontario, Canada.
多伦多也是在安大略省里面。
And Toronto Church is also within the province of Ontario.
但是对我看到这个名字就比较亲切。
And so when I saw this name, it felt like home.
还有在座很多的，以前在伯恩教会的时候也见过面，也接待过你们。的款待跟一些同工。
And also in the past, I have received your hospitality when you were all back in Bowen Park Church.
真耶稣教会全球的都是一家人。
True Jesus Church throughout the worldwide is all a family.
无论哪里，我们都可以一起来敬拜。
No matter where we go, we can all worship as though we are one.
因为在主里面，我们是一体的。
Because in the Lord, we are one body.
今天早上以昨日、今日、明日来为题目，大家一起来勉励。
And so today I'd like to use this topic, yesterday, today, and forever, as to share with you.
我们首先看希伯来书的十三章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 13.
第八节。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8.
希伯来书十三章的第八节。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8.
第八节。
Verse 8.
耶稣基督昨日今日一直到永远是一样的。
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
这句话是告诉我们，我们的主他是从天上来到世上，道成为肉身的真神。
And so here says our Lord is God who came as flesh unto this world.
既然是神，他就不改变。
And since he is God, he does not change.
时间会改变一切。
Time changes everything.
昨日是怎么样，今天可能就不一样。
Yesterday it may be one way, today it may be another.
今天发生的事，明天可能要改变了。
Whatever happens today, tomorrow might not be the same.
但是主是昨日、今日、明日，一直到永远都不改变。
But Lord Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
那神是在永恒，所以他不被这三种不同的时间点来改变。
And so God is eternal, so therefore he is not restricted by the time limits.
但是我们人呢，就常常被昨天、今天、明天所影响。
But we as human beings are always influenced by yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
因为我们现在还没有进入永生。
Because we have not entered into eternity.
所以我们常常要面对我们的昨天。
And so oftentimes we also need to face our yesterdays.
面对今天。
Also face our todays.
还有呢？还有面对明天。
And also to face what is tomorrow.
那要怎么样来面对，我们才可以心中有平安有喜乐。
And so how do we face upon these things so that we may have peace and joy in our hearts?
从圣经里面他要我们怎么样来面对。
And so the Bible teaches us how are we to face him.
今天我们就来讲一讲。
And this is what we will discuss today.
第一方面。
The first.
我们怎么样来面对我们的昨日呢？
How do we face our yesterday?
那我们圣经里面有一些指导。
And so the Bible provided us some guidance.
首先呢，面对已经过的昨天呢，我们一直要感恩。
So to face yesterday, the Bible teaches us that all we need to have is thanksgiving.
我们只能够感恩，不住的感恩。
We can only give our thanksgiving, an endless thanksgiving.
因为已经发生的事，你不能去改变它。
Because the things already have happened, and there is something, these are things in which you cannot change.
但是凡事都有神的美意。
But everything have the wonderful will of God.
我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书的第五章。
Let's first turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
五章的第十六节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5,
五章的十六节
verse 16.
这里说要常常喜乐。
It says,
请读。
Rejoice always.
不住的祷告。
Pray without ceasing.
凡事谢恩。
18. In everything give thanks.
因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
常常喜乐是现在的心情。
So rejoice always is the condition of our present.
但是为什么有一些人明明就是每天都在过，但是天天都不快乐？
So why is it that there are people in which every day they live, but they are not rejoicing?
因为他很可能他对已经过去的昨天有很多的想法。
Because perhaps he is still dwelling in the past.
他会觉得过去一些事情发生，让他觉得很消极。
And so perhaps things that happened in the past was quite negative.
或者说过去有一些失败。
Or that there may be some failures in the past.
或者是有一些遗憾。
Or some regrets.
没有办法改变的。
Things in which cannot be changed.
弟兄姐妹，你有时候有没有躺在床上，一直想昨天的事，一直想上个月的事，甚至一直想十年前的事？
So dear brother and sister, do you oftentimes lay in your bed thinking about yesterday or 3 months ago or even things that happened 10 years ago.
你有没有想说，哎呀，怎么这种事情会发生？
I mean, think to ourselves, why did such a thing happen?
为什么我没有办法做得更好？
Why isn't that I could not do better back then?
如果我再来一次，可能会不一样。
If I were to do it over again, I would have done it differently.
在世界杯的足球赛的历史里面，有一个哥伦比亚队的这个守门员，这个后卫啊。
And in the history of World Cup soccer, in the country of Colombia, there was a goalkeeper,
defender,
a defender.
有一次很重要的比赛当中啊。
And in this very critical tournament,
他不小心。
He made a mistake.
他把皮球踢到自己的这个队伍的。
He actually
球那个篮那个 goal 里面。
He actually scored on his own goal.
哇。就是说他让对方赢了那场比赛了。
And because of that score, the opponent won.
哇，那他就非常的自责。
And so he blamed himself.
那全国的人都在埋怨他，都在责备他。
And then the whole country also criticized him.
他也从这个事情也走不出来。
And so he could not get out of this fact.
他每天喝酒。
And so he became an alcoholic.
他也没有办法再踢球。
And he could not continue to play soccer.
每天在流连在酒吧里面。
And so every day he reminisced at the bar.
有一天就被一个球迷用枪给他打死了，就在酒吧里面用枪给他打死。
And then one day at the bar, a fan actually shot him to death at the bar.
那我在想一个问题。
In 98. So I thought of the question.
每一个人都会有做了一些我们觉得可能遗憾的事情。
Every one of us have done things in which we may have regrets.
也许我们希望可能会更好。
And we perhaps think to ourselves we could have done better.
但是呢，你自己想昨天，你也没有办法去改变它。
But then if you think about yesterday, do we go to try to change it?
就是你在头脑里面再想一次，我当时应该要怎么样做。
If we review it in our mind and we say, if back then I were to have done this way.
但是你也没有办法真的回去再把这个事情再做一次。
But then in the reality is that we are not able to travel back in time to redo the thing.
你也没有办法已经改变现在已经发生的事情。
We cannot change things that have already happened.
有些事情是我们没有办法控制的。
Because some things are definitely outside of our control.
所以圣经就给我们一个原则。
So Bible gives us a principle.
无论昨天发生了什么事情。
No matter what happened in the past.
这件事情当然如果是你很开心的，神让你得到很大的福气，很顺利。
That if something in which God has blessed you and you are joyful.
当然你要感谢主。
Of course, we naturally give thanks.
你要感谢主，你就喜乐了。
Because when you give thanks, you are joyful.
但是如果昨天，这个昨天是你不是很喜欢的。
But if it's a yesterday in which you are not so proud of.
这个事情已经发生了。
But the things already have happened.
那你要怎么样面对它呢？
And how are we to face it?
如果你要喜乐。
If you want to rejoice,
你面对昨天的时候还是要感谢主。
Then if you are to face yesterday, you are still to be thankful.
这件事情看起来是不好的。
Because even though this may not be a good thing,
但是也是要感谢主。
But we are still to offer our thanks.
因为神可以让他对我们有好的影响。
Because God can give it to us as a good influence.
有一个姐妹她住在一栋公寓里面。
A sister who was living in a nursing home.
公寓就是 apartment.
Of apartment.
那有一天呢，她的公寓因为楼上的这个人忘记关水龙头，所以水就淹下来了。
And so the person living above her forgot to turn off the faucet, and so the water started to leak down to her apartment.
她聚完会回到家里。
And so after service, she came home.
她就发觉家里淹水了。
And then she realized her apartment is flooded.
所有的家具啊，地毯啊，全部都泡水了。
And furniture, the carpets are all wet.
哇，她那天晚上真的是睡不着。
And so that night she could not sleep.
我晚上要去聚会，回到家里反而淹水。如果不去教会的话，那天可能会不会改变了什么
？And then she thinks to herself, because I went to church that day, therefore I did not catch it early enough, so my apartment now is flooded. If I didn't go to church, maybe I could have done something.
哇，越想就越睡不着。
So the more she think about it, the more she kept herself awake.
但是她后来就记得圣经的话。
But then she remember a words from the Bible.
凡事谢恩。
Is to always give thanks.
这是为昨天的事情也感谢主。
Is that also be thankful for yesterday?
主啊，她就祷告。主啊，你要我的家淹水，我感谢你。
And so she prayed to God and said, God, you want my apartment to be flooded, so I still thank you.
虽然我不知道要感谢什么。
Even though I don't know what to give thanks for.
但是我还是要感谢你让我家淹水。
But I still need to thank you for flooding my apartment.
因为这是圣经的话。
Because this is what you have taught me in the Bible.
既然这个是我的昨天，我不能去改变，我就去接受它。
And since this is yesterday, I can't change it, therefore I must accept it.
我还要感谢他。
But not only that, I am to give my thanks.
这个很奇妙。
And so miraculous.
那个管理委员会就来处理了。
And the landlord came to take care of the incident.
当然是楼上的人的责任呢。
Of course, it's the responsibility of the person up above.
在楼上的人要做一些赔偿。
And so she actually have to recompense her for the damage.
那他就那地毯要换了。那既然要换了，他的地毯也很旧。他说我不铺地毯了，我这次要换地板了。
And so because her carpet was old and because it's wet and so it needs to be replaced, so she decided to go to hardwood floors.
这个事情最后的结束的是，神让他不花了一毛钱，把他的十几年的旧的地毯换掉，
and so,
变成新的木地板。
So the end result is that after 10 or so years using this old carpet, now she has a new flooring.For free, not paying a penny.
为什么？
Why?
是神给他的。
Because God gave it to her.
神让他先淹水，别人再赔偿，有新地板。
God let it allow it to be flooded, and then someone will pay her back and to get a new floor.
他才了解圣经的话。
And then she understand the words and the message in the Bible.
真的，你面对任何昨天任何的事情。
It's true. When you faced anything that had happened in the past,
你还是要感谢。
That we, in no matter what circumstances, to be thankful.
如果是顺利的事，感谢没有问题。
If it is smooth, it's easy for us to offer our thanks.
如果是不顺利的事情。
But if it is not the way we want,
我们要感谢主啊，你要教我了，你现在要准备要教我了。
We need to also think, give thanks even and pray to God and say, Lord, you want to teach me something.
你要教我什么呢？
What is it that you want me to learn?
你叫我忍耐吗？
You want me to teach me patience?
你要叫我赦免吗？
Do you want me to teach me how to forgive?
你要叫我对你有信靠的心吗？
Do you want to teach me how to further rely upon you?
你一教我，我就感谢你。
When you teach me, I will offer my thanks.
今天如果有人来教你，你不会做的事情。
And so if someone came to you today to teach you things in which you do not know,
你要不要谢谢那个人？
Are you going to thank them?
肯定要啊。
Of course you will.
他免费教你。
Because he taught you things you do not know.
今天主耶稣要来教我们，我们平常学不到的事。
And so Jesus wants to teach us things in which we could not learn normally.
所以我们当然要感谢。
So of course we are to offer our thanks.
所以面对我们的昨日。
And so we need to face our yesterday.
我们只能够感谢主。
We can only thank our Lord.
不能够埋怨。
We should not complain.
好，那如果你昨天或者是你的昨日真的很成功，真的很顺利，真的很快乐。
And if your yesterday is so successful and so smooth and you are so joyful,
那我们还是要有另外一种态度。
We should also have another attitude.
我们看腓立比书的第三章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书的第三章的十二节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 12.
十二节。这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了。我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
Not that I have already attained, or I am already perfected, but I pressed on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus have also laid hold of me.
13. 弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前。
13. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead.
面对昨日另外一个态度就是你要去忘记它。
And so one other attitude to face our yesterday is to forget it.
有一些人常常活在过去。
Some people always dwell in the past.
一坐下来就回想，哇，当年哦，我怎么样。
And if we sit down and talk, it's always about, hey, of the days past.
尤其是老人家喜欢讲过去。
Especially those who are more elderly like to talk about, reminisce about their past.
年轻人喜欢讲将来。
The young people like to talk about what's ahead of them.
当然过去也是一种经验。
Because even of course, the what is in the past is also an experience.
可以学习过去的经验。
We can learn much from our past experiences.
但是过去不一定是永远能够重复用来用在明天或者是以后。
But what happened yesterday can always not be the same way to apply it in the future.
还有啊，如果你一直活在自己的过去。
Because if we only dwell in our past,
一直想过去的事情。
Only think of the past,
你会很不开心。
Then you will also be miserable.
但是另外一方面，你有可能会很骄傲。
But also at the same time, you may be prideful.
为什么？
Why?
你会觉得你自己做过的事。
Because you think of the things you have achieved in the past.
这一区这个教会是我第一户搬过来的。
Oh, this district, I'm the first one who moved here.
哦，是第一次在我家里家庭聚会的。
It's the first Bible study is held at my house.
啊，我是第一个做这样圣工的。
Oh, this first holy work is done by me.
虽然你会嘴巴加一句感谢主。
Even though you may say thank the Lord.
但是往往感谢主这些句是用来收拾我们自己心中的这个很满意或者是一种。
But this Thanksgiving is actually a kind of a cover for our own self-achievement and accomplishment.
保罗啊，在写腓立比书的时候，他的灵性已经非常的完全。
And so when Paul wrote the book of Philippians, his faith as actually cultivation is quite perfect.
去过很多地方传福音。
He has preached to many areas.
建立了很多教会。
He has established many churches.
写了很多书信。
He has written many books.
但是保罗说，我不讲过去的事情。
But Paul says, I will not talk about the past.
我不自觉的自己已经完全了。
He said, "I do not consider myself to be perfected."
我忘记我的背后了。
But I have forgotten my past.
无论背后是成功的，是失败的。
Whether it be success, whether it be a failure.
痛苦的，或者是忧伤的，或者是喜乐的。
A painful sorrow or of joy.
我要忘记它。
I will put them all in the past.
因为你不忘记背后，你就不能努力面前。
Because if we do not let go of our past, we are unable to move forward.
我们人与人之间的关系也是一样。
And same thing when our of between our relationships.
比如说夫妻。
For example, husband and wife.
你要感情好。
You want to have a good relationship.
那每天都是要是新的一天。
Then every day is a new day.
你每天吵架的时候。都讲说，你当初二十年前讲那句话，你知道吗
？If every day we used to have a conversation, remember that 20 years ago, the words you spoke to me.
哇，每次都把那个旧的账拿出来，重新来吵一次。
And always taking the things of the old arguments to revive it and to have a argument.
你能够改变吗
？And can you change it?
没办法，你永远讲过去的事，没有办法改变现状。
You cannot change it, no matter how many times we review it.
啊，我常常有帮助一些夫妻做一些辅导。
Oftentimes I provide some counseling to marriage couple, married couples.
当一对夫妻常常在过去的伤痛常常强调的时候
，and so when a couple always dwell about the pains in the past,
他们没有办法往前走啊。
Then they are unable to move forward.
他说我过去太痛苦了。
He said the past was too painful.
他这样子对我，我们没有办法原谅他。
He treated me this way, so I cannot forgive him.
没有错，你可以选择一直看着过去。
Of course, you can choose to not look past your past.
但是问题是，你的前面要怎么走
？But the problem is now, how are you going to move forward?
我们知道我们身体受伤了。
We know that when we get hurt,
那放一个纱布或者是缝一个针，它就会自然就会好了。
And so we may have to sew it, or we need to put some medicine on it, and eventually it'll get better.
需要的是时间。
And what it needs is time.
它可以缝合起来。
And over time, it will heal and recover.
但是我们的心呢，有时候你受伤了，就不一定会好。
But sometimes our heart, when it is hurt, it does not mean that it will be healed.
有一些人常常觉得说 ，I feel hurt. 我感觉我受伤了。
And so some people always say, I am hurt.
哎，英文这句话很好，很有意思。
And this English word is actually quite interesting.
你觉得还是受伤，你还是受伤。
That if you feel you are still hurt, then you will always be hurt.
你感觉对那个人有意见。
If you feel you have opinion about that person,
他以前对你讲过什么话
？Whatever he has said to you in the past,
他给你什么眼色
？Or how he has treated you,
或是你没有什么误会
？Or maybe there's some misunderstanding.
你一直放在心里，他就一直在心里。
But if you continue to keep it in your heart, it will always be there.
但是如果你选择忘记背后，
But if you decided to forget the past,
哦，还有很多前面的事我要去做啊。
There are still many things ahead of us to do.
我们夫妻的关系，我们家庭的关系，还要继续往前啊。
The relationship between my spouse and also in the family, there are still many things to achieve.
教会要发展，还是要往前啊。
The church needs to prosper, still need to move forward.
所以你的昨天你要把它忘记。
And so yesterday we need to put it behind us.
感谢主，很好的恩典，我们要记住，但是也不用常常的一直在。
Praising God that the blessing we have received in the past, then we accept it and we need to, but not dwell on all that in the past.
啊，那我们自己的伤痛呢，也要去忘记。
And so likewise, it applies to also our hurts in the past.
这个还是要靠主才做得到。
Actually, you need to rely on God in order to accomplish it.
第二点。
The second.
面对我们每个人的今天。
We are to also face our today.
那要怎么样来面对呢？
How are we to face our today?
我们来看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
十五节。
Verse 15.
以弗所书五章十五节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15.
你们要谨慎行事，不要仗愚昧人，要当向智慧人。十六节。
16.
要爱惜光阴，因为现今的时代邪恶。
See that when you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, 16, and redeeming the time because the days are evil.
啊，这里保罗特别勉励信徒。
Here Paul gives some encouragement.
你要怎么样来面对今天？
So how are we to face today?
就是十六节说的，要爱惜光阴。
And that's in verse 16, redeem the time.
啊，就是说呢，你要好好的利用，好好的把握今天。
And that is to say, you must wisely use the time and to treasure the current time.
Redeem 这个字啊，在英文就是去用它的意思嘛，对不对？
Redeem means to use the time.
啊，中文就是爱惜，这个翻译的不好。你爱惜你。你把它放在口袋不用吗？不是这个意思。
In Chinese, translate as treasure, it's kind of not as accurate because it seems as though you treasure it, you don't use it.
你要去 redeem 它，你要去用它。
But the English says redeeming the time, meaning to use the time.
因为时间是不能存起来的。
Because time cannot be stored.
钱可以存起来。
You can store your money, save your money.
钱存起来还有利息。
And then if you save your money, you might even obtain interest.
但是时间不能存起来。
But time cannot be saved.
啊，如果你假如啊，有一天有一个银行这样子跟你说了。
If one day a bank said to you,
哇，这个银行呢说，如果你来这边开户。
That if you open an account with us,
我们对你很好。
We will treat you very good.
每天给你86,400块。
And then every day I will give you $86,000.
$86,400.
And every day, this will be automatically added to your account.
这是有一个条件。
But there is a requirement.
你一定要在当天把这个数目把它用完。
But then you must use up all this money in one day.
一定要把它提出来，一定要把它用，不可以存起来。
You cannot save it, but you have to use it all.
不能转账。
You cannot transfer it.
不能给别人。
You can't give it to other people.
不能留明天，明天要从零开始。
You can't leave it till tomorrow because tomorrow is a new day.
有没有这种银行？
Is there such a kind of bank?
美国可能没有啊。
In the United States, there isn't.
啊，但是其实真的有这种银行。
But actually, in the world, there is such kind of bank.
这个叫做时间银行。
And this is called the bank of time.
神给每一个人很公平。
God has been fair to give everybody the same amount.
每人每天是给你86,400秒。
And so every day he gives to each one of us 86,400 seconds.
每天每一个人都是这个数目。
And so every day everyone receives the same time.
好，那看你在这一天呢，怎么样来用这86,400秒了。
And so now it's up to you to how do you utilize this 86,400 seconds?
你没有用它。
If you don't use it,
睡得晚晚的。
You sleep, overslept.
起来要看看电视。
And you watch some TV after you overslept.
看完电视之后也在发呆。
And then after you watch TV, you daydream a little bit.
上上网看一看。
Go surf the internet a little bit.
滑滑手机，哎，又两个钟头了。
And then check your cell phone, another hour or two passed.
哎，这个时间一天没有做什么。
哎 that whole day you haven't really achieved anything.
打打电动玩具又几个钟头了。
And play a few hours of video games.
看看连续剧又几个钟头了。
And see some soap operas and drama TV and then another couple hours.
你可以这样做。
You can do this and live this way.
但是问题是，最后神会让你问。 我给你一生的时间，你到底做了什么？
The thing is, in the end, God will ask us, I have given you a time of a whole day. What have you done with it?
那你可能说，哎呀，时间而已嘛，我时间很多啊。
You may say, it's only time. There's plenty of time.
这样跟我的得救有什么关系？
What does this have in relation to my salvation?
有关系啊。
There is a direct relation.
你看第十五节啊。
If you look into verse 15.
为什么有一些人是愚昧人呢？
Why is it there are some people considered as fools?
为什么有一些人会犯罪呢？
Why is it some people commit sin?
因为他没有好好利用自己的时间。
Because they have not redeemed their time.
我们知道，你去犯罪也是需要时间的。
If you go and commit sin, you also know you need to spend some time to commit the sin.
啊，你要去想不好的事情，也要需要花时间去想。
You need to think about wicked things. You need to spend time to think about it.
所以，犯罪的开始就是人没有把自己的时间好好去利用。
So the beginning of sin is actually the initial part of it is because we did not wisely use the time.
如果你每天的时间都排得非常的充实。
Now if we allocate our time in a very fill it up.
啊，早上起来早祷一个钟。
And wait in the morning. I wake up, pray for 1 hour.
读圣经一个钟，啊，读圣经一个钟。
And then read the Bible 1 hour.
啊，去上班上学回来，我也就运动。
And then I went to work or school, come back and went to exercise.
或者是把时间花在家人身上。
Or spend some time with my family.
再来放在教会里面。
And then spend some time in church.
哇，回到家就很累了。
And then I go home. I'm very tired.
再读经祷告睡觉。
And then read the Bible and then pray and go to bed.
没空看电视，没空上网。
I have no time to watch TV or go to the internet.
你想你的心里面会不会很圣洁？
And then if you think about what is the mindset?
因为你的时间都排满了。
And because you have allocated your time this way.
但是如果你没有把握今天的时间。
Then you are holy, because, but if you do not redeem the time,
你空出来的时间太多。
You have too much spare time.
也没有用在有意义的事情上面。
You do not use it wisely to things that are meaningful.
很有可能你会做糊涂人。
Then you will become maybe perhaps those who are considered as foolish.
大卫是什么时候犯罪的呢？
When did David commit his wrongs?
大卫年轻的时候没有犯罪。
Actually, David, when he was young, was actually a very good youth.
没有空犯罪。
He has no time to sin.
为什么没有空犯罪？
Why is there no time to sin?
很忙啊。
Because he was very busy.
因为国家打仗。
Because the country was at war.
再来要忙着逃命。
And then he need to escape for his life.
哪有空去想？哪有空去犯罪？
Yes, no time to just casually think and to fulfill his own desires.
好了，大卫什么时候犯罪？
So when did David commit sin?
中年之后。
It's in his middle age.
所以中年人呢要小心。
So middle-aged people, brothers and sisters, you need to watch out.
中年人有中年危机。
That there are also some dangerous parts of that life.
Middle-aged crisis. Midlife crisis.
Midlife crisis.
想说我什么都有，但是又好像不是很快乐。
And say, I have the peak of my salary. I have everything. But I don't know how to enjoy it.
但是呢，就头脑就开始想歪了。
And then our mind, we start to think things differently.
所以要把握今天，面对我们的今天，要好好的去利用这个时间。
So we need to redeem our time, make use of our time.
不要做糊涂人。
Let us not be foolish.
那我们今天我们的时间呢，其实往往常常浪费了很多。
So if you think about it, we actually waste much of our time today.
有一次有一个姐妹跟我分享一个见证。
One time, a sister shared with me this testimony.
她有一个年轻的女儿要带。
And she has to take care of a teenage daughter.
Baby, 应该是 baby.
A baby daughter.
然后她没有上班在家里。
And she was staying at home mom.
那平常呢？有一个一天都有几个钟头是蛮有闲的。
And there are some hours in the day in which she has spare time.
现代人的时间都花在什么事情上面
？And nowadays, what do everyone spend their time on?
手机。
Of course, your cell phone.
这个姐妹就承认了。
And so this sister admit.
她说我花太多时间在滑手机。
She said, I spend too much time on my mobile phone.
一有空了都在滑手机。
And when I have time, I just look down on my phone.
Facebook, Instagram, 什么 Twitter, Twitter 花很多时间。
On social media, in the different apps.
那她有什么东西看别人的 post.
And then look at other people's posts.
她自己也 post.
And then she uploads her own posts.
哇，好像整天都黏在上面。
And then every day, it seems as though spend a lot of time on that social media.
她就发觉，自从她的手机速度变得更快。
And she realized that she enhances the speed on her cell phone.
那她就用的更多。
Then she actually utilizes it even more.
手机的比较越来越大了，现在的手机都越长越大了嘛。
And then the phone becomes bigger.
用的也越多。
And then the more comfortable it is to use.
用的越多之后，她的读经就越来越少。
And then as she uses more on this mobile device, she spends less time on the Bible.
她的祷告也越来越不专心，也越来越短。
Her prayer also time was shortened.
她就突然间反省到自己这个问题。
And so one day she awoken to this and say, what has happened?
她说我浪费了太多时间。
She said, I have spent too much, wasted too much time.
我要带领我的儿女，我一定要跟神建立好关系。
To guide my daughter, I must first establish a good relationship with God.
但是如果我没有把握了每天的时间，
But if I do not redeem the time,
那我就没有办法做好我母亲的工作。
Then I cannot do good responsibly as a mother.
所以她祷告。
So she prayed.
神啊，你帮助我。
Oh Lord, help me.
少用一点 Facebook.
To lessen the time I you spend on Facebook.
她也很诚实了，要完全不用，好像暂时还做不到。
And to completely disconnect from that, she felt it is nearly impossible.
她说神啊，你要帮助我，让我控制自己，不要用那么多。
And so she asked God to help her so that she can control it.
感谢神，他说有祷告的时候，他真的比较能够控制。
And so she said, praise God, once I spend more time in prayer, she can control her time.
时间真的很宝贵啊。
Time is indeed precious.
弟兄姐妹，你觉得你的时间宝贵吗？
Dear brother and sister, do you feel your time is precious?
还是你觉得时间太多了？
Or do you feel there is too much time?
不晓得怎么过。
I don't know how to spend the rest of the time.
其实时间真的可以很好好好的花在很有意义的事情上。
Actually, time, you can utilize it very wisely.
好好的陪家人
and to spend time with your family.
回到家手机就放下，好好跟儿女讲话。
After you come home, put away your devices and to speak with your family.
把电脑放下，好好的跟配偶讲话。
And to put away your close your laptops and then talk to your spouse.
来教会，手机就关掉，电脑就不要摸了，好好聚会。
When you come to service, to shut everything down, to pay attention in service.
那时间可以放在神的身上，为神做工。
Can spare and spend it on God and to do work for God.
另外一样很会吃我们的时间的是什么？
There is another thing that takes up our time.
就是连续剧。
It's also soap operas.
好，现在东西太多可以看了。
There are too many things now for us to see.
又不用钱。
And it's free.
很多都是网络就有的看。
And everything is on the internet.
还有呢？看完一集又可以马上追第另外一集。
After you finish one episode, you can continue on to the second episode.
我不晓得在座当中你们有没有很喜欢看连续剧的。
I don't know if those sitting around here to have anything in which you look at some series or soap operas.
现在每一个国家都有他自己做出连续剧非常好看。
Every country makes their own series and TV series.
有一次有一个姐妹跟我讲。
One time a sister shared with me.
她到底为我祷告。
He said, Pastor, pray for me.
我眼睛出问题了。
Is there something wrong with my eyes?
我说什么问题？
I said, what kind of problem?
他说那个视网膜啊，好像有点问题啊，看东西不清楚啊。
He said, I cannot see with my eyes clearly.
然后眼睛也不能转，有一个眼睛不能转。
And one of my eyes can't rotate, can't turn.
哇，说哇，那么大的问题，为什么会这样子？
I said, what happened? How come it's so serious?
他有点不好意思。
And she was a little embarrassed.
我说没关系，你告诉我。
He said, it's okay, you tell me, frankly.
他说哇，最近呢，追一个连续剧。
He said, oh, recently I am so mystified with this one TV series.
现在大陆的连续剧做得特别好看。
And especially from mainland China, they have some really good series.
以前是追韩剧，现在是追大陆剧。
Before it was the Korean dramas, which is the most popular. Now it's the
Chinese dramas. 宫斗剧，中老年人最喜欢看。
And then about the past histories. And
historical dramas.
Historical dramas.
年轻人就喜欢追韩剧。
And young people like to look at Korean dramas.
我问他说，那你一天看几集啊？
And I say, well, every day, how many episodes do you watch?
他说，传道不好意思，我一天追十集。
I say, pastor, so ashamed. It's more than 10 episodes.
追到眼睛都出问题。
And to watch it to the point she has problem with her eyes.
年轻人也是啊，晚上躺在床上看手机不睡觉。
And the young people nowadays too, they lay on their bed, but lights are out, but they're still looking at their cell phones.
黑黑的躲在棉被里面看。
And that in the dark, underneath their blanket, they're still looking at their mobile device.
20岁就青光眼了。
And then 20 years old, and their eyesight is already so bad.
为什么？
Why?
没有爱惜光阴。
Because they did not redeem the time.
尤其现在网络很邪恶。
And so the internet is an evil place.
不是 internet 自己是邪恶，是太多里面很多邪恶的东西。
Because there's many evil and wicked things in there.
你不控制自己的时间。
If you do not redeem your time,
你很快时间都溜走了。
Then very quickly your time is dispersed and wasted.
没有时间读圣经。
You do not have time to read the Bible.
没有时间祷告。
You have no time to pray.
聚会也不专心。
And then when you are having service, you're not paying attention.
今天我不是说这里，这里我不知道。
I don't know about here. I'm just saying today.
很多地方的人聚会都不专心。
A lot of people when they have service, they are not paying attention.
为什么？
Why?
他的心已经在世界里面。
Because their heart belongs to the world.
手机一直看。
Because they continue to look at their mobile device.
不是看圣经。
It is not looking at the Bible app.
是东摸西摸。
They are actually surfing around.
所以圣经说你要爱惜光阴。
So the Bible here says, redeem the time.
从你怎么样把握每一天的开始的。
How do you treasure your time every day?
将来都要神都要问我们要交账。
Because in the future, God will also ask that of us.
有一个长老有一次来我的地方来巡目。
There is an elder that came to my local church to actually visit.
他把手机给我。
And then he gave me his cell phone.
我说长老，他说，哎，你帮我一个事情。
And he said, help me, young man.
我说怎么样？
I said, oh, what can I do?
要怎么吩咐？
What do you need me to do?
他说怎么来解除这个软体？
He said, how do I get rid of this app?
我说，哎，长老，为什么呢？不是很多人，你们现在连长的都很喜欢赖来赖去。
I said, elder, why do you want to delete this app? Because a lot of people your age is using this app to stay connected and everything.
为什么你要把它解除？
Why do you want to disconnect it?
哎呀，太浪费时间。
He said, oh, what's such a waste of time?
这个也找我，那个也找我。
This one person was want to chat with me. That other person want to also follow up with me.
要给我看这个，给我看那个。
Want me to show me this, show me that.
哎呀，帮我解除掉，我不要了，我不要了。
And he said, just delete it. I do not want this kind of hassle.
长老有智慧。
Actually, the elder is pretty wise.
不要那么容易被人家找到。
So he does not want to be found by others.
不要那么花那么多时间看那些无聊的东西。
And not to spend and waste so much time looking at other people's lives.
多花时间在神身上。
Actually, spend more time on God.
第三方面。
The third aspect.
我们要面对明天。
We are to face our tomorrow.
你怎么样面对明天呢？
How do you face your tomorrow?
主耶稣也告诉我们。
Jesus also tell us.
我们看马太福音的第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音的第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
30.
Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will He not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? 31.
所以不要忧虑说吃什么喝什么穿什么。
So therefore, do not worry, saying, "What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?"
这都是外邦人所求的。
For after all these things, the Gentiles seek.
主耶稣告诉我们一个对明天的观念。
Here Jesus teaches a concept about tomorrow.
就是不要害怕，不要忧虑。
And that is, do not be afraid and do not worry.
为什么？
Why?
因为你明天你基本上没有办法去控制它。
Because tomorrow is something which we cannot control.
主耶稣说了，你不能用忧虑来让你的头发从白变黑。
And Jesus teaches you cannot because of your worry change your white hair unto black.
也不能增加你生命当中的一刻，这是15分钟啊。
And then you cannot extend your life beyond the 15 minutes.
你很担心啊，你活不久。
And so you are very worried that you cannot live long.
好了，你真的担心了，也不会活更久。
And so if you worry about it, can you prolong your life?
你可能因为你过度的担心，结果活得更短。
Actually, if you over worry and you're anxious, maybe even shorten your life even more.
所以对世人来说，他们不要忧虑，就是不能改变嘛。
And so for the worldly people, you can't change it.
但是主耶稣还告诉我们另外一个原因，为什么不要忧虑。
But Jesus teaches us why is it that we are not to worry?
因为有神啊。
Because you have God.
你看神怎么对那个野地里的花草。
Look at how God treats the flowers in the wild.
他们基本上的时间很短。
Even though their lifespan is very short.
今天在，明天就不在了。
Even though they exist only today and tomorrow they vanish.
但是神还把他们的今天弄得漂漂亮亮的。
But today God adorned them beautifully.
神没有说，哎呀，才开两天，干嘛那么漂亮？
And then God didn't say, oh, it's only blooming for 2 days and why waste such time?
虽然很短，但是还让它漂漂亮亮。
But even though it was such a short time, but God enabled it to be so beautiful.
这个花草的一生就是那么短。
And so the life.Of a plant, maybe that's short.
神还照顾他。
But God still watches over it.
好，何况是你跟我呢？
How much more you and I?
我们的人生有多长？
How long is our lifespan?
我们不是只有七八十岁啊。
Is it not only 70, 80 years of age?
我们是神的儿女啊。
We are the children of God.
我们是有永生的人啊。
We are people in which we have eternal life.
我们肉体结束之后，还要在永恒的神的国度里面。
That after we have been finished with our physical flesh, we will continue to live on in eternity.
但是有时候我们每天都在想，哎呀，这个怎么办呢？
But every day in our mind, we always think, oh, this thing, what are we to do?
年轻的时候担心没有工作。
And when we are young, we worry about our careers.
有工作担心啊，没有家庭。
And then when we have careers, we worry about our family.
有了家庭啊，要担心没有孩子。
And when we have family, we worry that I do not have any children.
有了孩子，又怕他长不大。
When we have children, we are worried that they cannot grow up.
长大了又怕他不会读书。
And then when they grow up, we are afraid they are not educated.
读完书要担心他没有工作。
And when they are educated, we worry that they do not have a job.
有工作了又怕他娶不到老婆。
And then when they have a job, we worry they do not cannot find a spouse.
他娶了老婆，你又怕他担心他生不了孩子。
And then when they have found a spouse, then you worry they do not have children.
难怪我们人那么苦啊。
And no, how miserable is a man's life?
到最后你又担心，哎呀，你的孙子怎么办
？And then in the few, and then later on, you worry about your grandchildren.
哇，所以人真的很苦啊。
And so this is a life of despair.
所以主耶稣不希望我们想那么远。
So God does not create us so that we have to worry about that far.
不需要担心那么多。
It's to worry about all aspects.
你如果要想要担心的，就相信那个最远的，就是你能不能得救。
What you need to think and worry about, if you are to think about tomorrow, is your eternal life.
如果你的得救都有问题了，你担心明年做什么
？If it is your eternal life is in question, then you do not even have to worry about all these other things.
如果你对得救没有把握，那你担心以后退休做什么
？If you do not have confidence about your eternal life, then why are you worried about your retirement?
你要担心的是我能不能得救。
We need to worry about our salvation.
你要担心的是神怎么看我。
We have to worry about how am I perceived in the eyes of God.
所以你想通这个了。
So when we can break this mindset.
所以三十三节主耶稣说。
So 33 Jesus tell us.
你要先求他的国他的义啊。
Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
如果你都不会担心我神的国在我心里有够大吗
？And so we think about we do not worry about the kingdom of God in my heart.
我有做到神的义吗
？Have I done the righteousness of God?
如果你没有担心这个
，If we do not worry about these things,
你担心世界的东西
，But you worry about all aspect of the secular things of life,
你会很不开心
，Then you will live a very miserable life,
因为你不快乐
，Because you will not have that joy,
因为世界的东西你永远没有办法控制
，Because you can never take control of the events in the world,
也没有办法足够
，And or you cannot never take control of it.
没有办法得到足够的，你会
需要更多。Never receive to your heart's content.
但是如果你面对你的明天
，But if you face your tomorrow，
我一想我就想到最远的。
That if I think, I think farthest，
我能不能得救
？That is, can I be saved？
神会不会接纳我
？Will God receive me back home？
如果主耶稣今天晚上就来
，So if tonight Jesus takes our life，
如果今天是主给我最后的一天
，If today is my last day in the eyes of God，
我在神面前。能不能被接纳
？Then in before the presence of God, can I be received?
哎，你可能摸一摸，想一想，我还差一些哦。
And then if we think about it, say, I am still lacking in many aspects.
我常常都很小气，会生别人的气。
I always angry at other people. I am so selfish.
我好像还没有赦免谁哦。
I have not forgiven this other person.
我对圣工也不太热心。
I have not done my whole duty in my holy work.
哎，这个时候我就要追求了。
And so this time we need to pursue.
这样你对明天就有盼望了。
Then you will have hope for tomorrow.
我要预备主耶稣来接我。
We are to prepare ourselves for the day of the Lord.
这样你面对明天你就没有害怕了。
So when we face then tomorrow, there is no fear.
主耶稣什么时候来？没有关系。
When did Jesus come? You do not have to worry about it.
我能够活多久也不关心。
It doesn't matter how long of a life I live. It does not matter.
完全没有惧怕。
Because there is no fear within us.
因为你已经把自己交给主了。
Because we have already given our life unto God's hands.
三十三节真的是我们生活当中要追求的。
So 33 verse 33 is in our life what we need to pursue.
你们要先求他的国，他的义。
First seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
这些东西都加给你们。
Then all these things shall be added to you.
注意哦，是加给你的，不是你要去争取的。
All these things shall be added. It is not things in which you need to pursue for yourself.
你要尽你的责任。
You need to do your duty.
但是得不得到是神有没有加给你。
But whether or not you receive is dependent on God whether you want to add it to you.
如果你在信仰上有追求。
So if you there is pursuit in your faith.
你需要的神一定加给你。
What you need, God will add to you.
34节。
34。
所以不要为明天忧虑。
Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow.
因为明天自有明天的忧虑。
For tomorrow will worry about its own things.
一天的难处一天当就够了。
Sufficient for the day is its own trouble.
这是主耶稣告诉我们面对明天。
This is how Jesus teaches about facing tomorrow.
交托。
It is to give in.
中文这个字交托很好，英文就可能需要两个字才放得出来。
And this word is actually very good.
交托就是先交再托。
And that is to first give in, and then you will release.
Trust.
To entrust.
我们有时候有交没有托。
Sometimes we give, but then we do not completely entrust.
好了，我这个东西交给你了，拜托你了。
I give you this thing. It is your responsibility.
过了五分钟，你回头说，哎。你可以吗？你确定你可以吗？
And then 5 minutes later, I come back and say, "Hey, are you sure you're okay with it?"
你有没有听清楚我刚刚跟你讲的？
Did you hear clearly what I said to you 5 minutes ago?
你会不会忘记？
No, are you gonna forget?
哎，你会不会觉得别人很烦？如果这样别人这样跟你讲话，你会不会很烦？
If someone does that to you, do you feel there's such a nuance?
你又交给我，又不信任我。
You gave me this responsibility, yet you do not entrust it to me.
你自己也很烦。
And then you yourself would be frustrated.
睡不着。
Then you can't sleep.
你要交。
But then we are to give in.
之后就拖了，就不想了。
To entrust, and then you don't think about it.
哇，就好像托运行李一样啊。
And then just like you put out your send in your luggage.
啊，你拖了进去，你在飞机上你就不想了。
And then when you check in your luggage, you don't think about it anymore when you're on the flight.
你坐在那边还在想，哎，我行李有没有在下面
？If we think about our luggage and we're sitting in the flight, say, oh, is it here?
如果没有在下面，它现在在哪里呢
？If it's not on the plane, where is it now?
啊，如果等一下拿不到行李，我怎么办呢
？What if I don't get to see my luggage after I arrived?
那你有什么意思？
And what's the meaning behind all this worry?
交了出去了，你就不要再想它了。
You entrust it, you don't think about it.
它的将来你没有办法去想。
And there's something in which you can't think about.
交给主。
You entrusted unto the Lord.
所以像有一些人，有些时候弟兄姐妹问我。
And so sometimes brother and sister ask me.
哦，你下个月要去哪里？
Next month, where are you going?
我都没有在记。
I actually don't even remember.
表里面有了，需要的时候我再去看就好。
I need to check my schedule when it's drawing closer. Then I check the schedule.
你几号去？几号回来
？What day you go? What day you come back?
有时候太太问我，我都讲不出来。
And sometimes they ask me. I don't even know my itinerary.
今天晚上睡好觉，明天再说。
Today I'll get a good night's sleep. Tomorrow I'll worry about it.
不要想那么多，今天的事情今天做完就好了。
Let's not think so much. As long as it's cheap, what I need to do today.
这样天天都睡得好。
And then every day you get good sleep.
所以弟兄姐妹，你面对你的明天的时候，你愿意交托给主。
And so, dear brother and sister, when you face your tomorrow, are you willing to let go and entrust?
你愿意信靠吗？
Are you really ready to rely?
你面对你的今天，
you face your today.
你有把握住吗？
Did you redeem the time?
不要把你的宝贵的时间给手机、给电脑、给电视、给电动。
Do not let it be wasted on social media, internet, on gaming.
面对你的昨天，
and to face your yesterday.
你愿意感恩吗？
Are you willing to be thankful?
你愿意不快的事情也让它过去吗？
Are you willing to also forget the past?
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May God help us.
啊，来唱诗485首。
Let's sing hymn 485.
掌管我们的明天。
Our Lord holds our tomorrow.
我们个人的明天。
Every one of our tomorrow,
我们家人的明天，
our family members tomorrow,
也包括我们整体教会的明天，
and also as a church, our church's tomorrow.
所以关键是你有没有把主放在你人生的中间。
And so the main point is whether or not we have God involved.
如果你有把主放在你人生最重要的位置，
if you put God and involve God in the most highest position in your heart,
明天已经有安排了。
And then there is already arrangement made for you for tomorrow.
神安排我们弟兄姐妹在安大略这边有那么好的聚会的地点。
And so God have arranged for us brothers and sisters here in this place, Ontario, such a wonderful place.
也安排弟兄姐妹陆陆续续搬来附近的区。
And also slowly more and more brothers sisters moving to this area.
一定有他的旨意。
It must have God's good will.
因为这边有很多的灵魂等待。
Because there are many souls waiting for us.
所以关键是我们自己。
And so the main key point is ourselves.
常常要为教会祷告。
We need to pray for the church.
让我们能够同心合一。
That we need to be united in heart and spirits.
福音就会兴旺。
And then the gospel shall prosper.
同心是我们要追求的。
It's what we need to pursue for is unity.
主就会带领我们的将来。
And then God will also guide our future.
从下个礼拜 一开始在南加州也有全国成人的神训班。
And so starting next week, we also have our national adult theological seminar.
在我们的母会那边啊，伯恩那边举行。
At your mother church in Bowen Park Church.
请大家也要特别为这个圣工祷告。
So I ask everyone to also pray for this holy event.
也许你没有报名。
Perhaps you did not register to attend full time.
但是有空，有时候晚上或是白天有假期的，也可以去旁听，也可以去多祷告。
But if you have time and during the day or at night after work, you are more welcome to go and attend.
在信仰上我们多追求。
And to pursue more.
神就会与我们同在。
Then God will abide with us.
我们现在同心合一，一同祷告。
Now let's all kneel down and pray.